This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Wuxian Wang, 44, attacks her wife, Chen Chen Fei, with a samurai sword after an argument in their San Dimas, California home.
Nancy, doctors say it's a miracle Fei's mother managed to fend off Wang despite her injuries. Wang is hospitalized herself for injuries sustained in the struggle. It's unclear what the couple was arguing over, but neighbors say the couple usually kept to themselves and had never caused disturbances in the neighborhood before. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gasson says the attack demonstrates the insidious problem of domestic violence throughout the country, and that the Bureau of Victim Services will be there for the surviving victim.
Wang also attacks Fei's mother, but Mom manages to wrestle the sword away from Wang. Officers find Fei's 70-year-old mother walking down the street holding the sword that was used to attack her, bleeding from severe cuts. Officers discover the wife, Chen Chen Fei, dead at the scene. Her mom, now stable. Wuxian Wang, arrested, booked for murder. During a traffic stop, Florida cops notice a passenger, Lauren Riley, trying to hide drug paraphernalia. They search her purse and find a plastic baggie labeled Bag of Drugs. Ooh. Inside the plastic bag is a needle, straws, metal spoon, four glass pipes, smaller bags containing cocaine, meth, and Xanax. Lauren Riley, 41, now charged with several drug offenses. There's such a thing as being too organized. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Arkansas authorities are investigating a cross-state tragedy involving a deadly shooting and a Missouri police standoff. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Missouri has asked Arkansas State Police to investigate the death of 45-year-old Clara Braxton of Independence County, Arkansas. Braxton's body was discovered in the passenger seat of a truck driven by 40-year-old Jarrett W. Cousins of Bradford, Arkansas, following a police pursuit in Festus, Missouri. Festus police responded to reports of an active shooter at a restaurant in the St. Louis suburb. The suspect, later identified as Cousins, fled in a Dodge Ram. Officers pursued him until the truck struck a concrete median near a shopping center. Cousins, wearing body armor and armed with multiple firearms, exchanged gunfire with officers before being critically wounded. He remains hospitalized in stable condition. No officers were injured. Authorities say Braxton's remains have been sent to the Missouri Crime Lab to determine the cause of death. Cousins is charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action and is being held without bond. Arkansas investigators continue to examine how Braxton died, with findings to be sent to the Independence County prosecutors for potential charges. Authorities in upstate New York are investigating a shocking case involving a man who allegedly brought his father's bullet-ridden body to a sheriff's office. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the suspect now faces charges of murder.
The unsettling indictment unfolded late on the evening of December 9th when 30-year-old Richard Flugel Jr. called 911, claiming he needed to drop off a body at the Livingston County Sheriff's Office in Geneseo. Sheriff Thomas Daugherty described the call as, quote, very abnormal, noting such situations are extremely rare in the typically quiet Finger Lakes region. Deputies responding to the parking lot found the body of 60-year-old Richard Flugel Sr. inside his son's car. The elder Flugel had been reported missing just a day earlier. Authorities say Flugel Jr. was initially charged with tampering with evidence. However, after further investigation, he was arraigned on additional charges, including murder and criminal use of a firearm. He pleaded not guilty and is being held without bail. The sheriff confirmed the investigation is ongoing, with few details available about when or how the killing occurred. Sheriff Daugherty addressed community concerns, emphasizing the rarity of such crimes in Livingston County.
Flugel Jr. is set to appear in court again this week.
Thanks, John. Jeanette Warner, 50, lives with her senior chihuahua, Scooby, in West Fargo, North Dakota. Jeanette works remotely as a billing specialist. 2:30 p.m., she signs off her work computer, takes her dog, and leaves in her 2017 Nissan Rogue. Next day, she never logs into work and doesn't answer calls from her daughter. The only thing missing from her home, her wallet and Scooby's bed. A month later, the owner of a gas station on St. Mary's Lake recalls a woman matching Jeanette's description asking for directions to Sweetwater Lake. Police search three lakes in the area, boats, drones, sonar. No sign of Jeanette or her car. Jeanette, 5'2", weighs 100 pounds, has blue eyes and blonde curly hair. If you have info on Jeanette Warner, please call West Fargo, North Dakota PD, 701-515-5500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.